It's cold.
Not that cold. It's not like 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
We can take it, can't we?
Yes, we can.
Man up.
839 at WEOL. I'm Bruce Van Dyke.
I'm Craig Adams.
It's the WEOL Morning Show. 2014 is a big year for the city of Avon. It is the 200th anniversary. Seen the banners hanging along Detroit Road. The new logo that has the sort of state of Ohio with the Avon 200. There's a little bit of the purple, the eagle kind of symbol is there. And so you see those along there. And I saw in the library, outside the library, it said they got some kind of history events going on. And we have with us the branch supervisor from the Avon branch of the Lorain Public Library System. Donna Kelly joins us this morning. Good morning, Donna. How are you today?
Good morning. On this chilly morning.
Oh, yes.
I'm fine.
Well, back in ancient times, they probably, you know, who knows what the weather was like here. Probably glaciers. I was talking to my daughter the other day. You know, we find all the different levels of, the ridges that are a part of it that can go through Avon as well. And back in whatever time when that all was forming. But I don't know if they're going to go back that far. But you're going to explore some of Avon's ancient history coming up tonight at the library. Talk about this event and what you have planned.
Well, actually, the program will go back that far. We have Jim Smith coming from the Lorain County Historical Society, and he's going to be talking about the Avon area before it was Avon. This is part of our local history series that the Avon branch is doing as our part to celebrate in the bicentennial of Avon. And we are doing three sessions, one in January, one in February, one in March. And we're relying on the expertise from some local historians. And this evening, we're going to learn about the ancient history of the area, about the early people, the Indians, artifacts. And it will be a great night. Library's nice and cozy. And we'll be there all day, so we hope people will come out from 7 to 8 p.m. and join us for this program.
Donna, how did you make connections with the people in the know?
Well, I started with, we've had Jim Smith and the Lorain County Historical Society come for several programs over the last few years. Those and some other history programs have proven to be pretty popular at our library, so I had a feeling that the Avon residents would be interested in history, so I talked with Jim and then also the Avon Historical Society. We've kind of worked together to develop the topics we thought would be of interest, and this is the time to do it with the bicentennial celebration.
You mentioned artifacts. Any clue or any idea what kind of artifacts you might have from ancient times in Avon?
I don't have a clue. I think that would be a good reason for people to come this evening and find out all the secrets that Jim Smith has to share. Yeah. I am not the history expert.
Well, every time I dig in my soil in Avon, I find rocks that are probably from ancient times that have been down there preventing me from growing things in the soil in some parts of this area is here. So this is kind of ancient times. Interesting to see always what was once there that is no longer there or what it remains, which we can see today in present day. It's kind of a little bit of a way to get a trip back in history by seeing those things, I think.
Yes.
And now you also be traveling back. The next one you have on February 11th, this one kind of gets us to the Avon's first settlers and daily life in Avon. What do you know or can tell us a little bit about that time?
Well, I don't exactly know who's going to be presenting that. We've been working again with Jim Smith and then also Gene Fisher, and they're kind of compiling information. But I think that this will be particularly exciting and interesting to families and children, too, because they will have a chance to see how people that walk the same ground that they do lived in such a different way when the area was first being settled and developed into a city.
I know even in your library there's pictures sometimes of maps. You have some maps there that kind of sort of see some of the older roads or even the names that we see on the roadways now that once were settlers or the people that actually made the city possible.
Yes. And the people who made the city what it is the topic of the third program, which is in March, and that the title of that program is Who Was Who in Avon. And there are many people that have contributed on a daily basis through history to make Avon what it is now. But some of the important early families, like the Cahoons and the Townsends, will be the focus. And I'm looking forward to learning more myself.
Donna, we take our morning show here on the road. Of course, we've come to Avon the past couple of years, but I see you're going to take your staff on the road to tell stories later in the year. What's that all about?
Well, this is also part of our bicentennial celebration and just trying to combine what we already do to helping people learn about and appreciate Avon more. So we are going to have our story times on the road at various locations in Avon, the Avon Isle, the Old Town Hall, and some others. And we will do our story time. Families will have an opportunity to spend some time together, enjoy the story time, and also maybe visit some places around Avon that they'd not been before.
Yeah, many of the places they've driven by and they've seen it on the outside, but have not been able to see inside, and maybe a little more of the history of what those buildings represent to the community. Again, you've got different things going on celebrating the bicentennial of Avon. Again, tonight's the first event at the library about the ancient history of Avon. Pre-registration required. You can go to lorainepubliclibrary.org or you can call the Avon branch at 440-934-4743. Donna, thanks for sharing the time with us this morning and appreciate your effort at the library today.
Thank you so much.
Donna Kelly is branch supervisor of the Avon branch of the Lorain Public Library System here on WEOL.